Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Indeed it is. QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is KF4TEK, activating the clock here, Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, the purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. I do not have a topic prepared for this evening. And in fact, I have some family business I need to wrap up after the net, so I'm going to make it an abbreviated net unless someone would like to take over for the recheck and new check-in round at the end. Anyone who has a question or a topic that they would like discussed tonight, please call now. Okie dokie. In the announcements and news category, I just want to say we had a fantastic meeting last Thursday. Andy, K1RA, gave a presentation slash retrospective on his 40 years of extreme VHF and above contest operating. And I didn't frankly expect to hang around very long, but I just kept wanting to see and hear about the next slide. And, you know, and 2 hours later, there I was. So it was a great presentation, and you can find it in the members area of the website under meeting recordings. So if you weren't able to make it and you want to see that brief or hear it, then you have that chance. So I recommend it. Does anybody else have news or announcements that they would like to share with the net this evening? If so, please call now.
KO4IUM.
All right, Nick, go ahead, please.
This is KO4IUM in the net. Just a quick announcement to the club and anybody listening. The Fauquier 4-H Ham Radio Club is having its inaugural meeting this Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. At the Virginia Cooperative Extension. At 7 p.m., we're going to have an opportunity for the youth that are there at that meeting to get on the air using this repeater. So we'll be running a net at 7 p.m., doing a GOTA-style abbreviated exchange similar to the AARL Kids Day exchange. So welcome anybody who is interested in having some brief QSOs with the youth of the 4-H Ham Radio Club to tune in and check in at that time. This is KO4IUM back to net.
All right, excellent. Yeah, thanks for that reminder. That announcement was also made at last Thursday's meeting, so hope it goes well, and I'm sure you'll be able to find some folks to chat with on the repeater at that time. So, very good. Any other news or announcements, please call now. All right, well, let's take a round of check-ins. Anyone who would like to join us this evening, please call now.
This is K1HTV.
KO4LUA.
KX4KU.
KX4KU.
KK4GG.
K4BOX. K3FR.
WB7RAV.
KO4LLC.
And 7IBB.
Okay.
All right, let's hold it there. I have got KO4IUM, checked you in, Nick, K1HTV, KO4LUA, KX4KU, and I believe I heard behind Kevin Bob, KB3ARZ, AK4GG, K4BOX, K3FR, WB7RAV, KO4LLC, N7IVV. And I'm pretty sure John on KX4O is out there, but maybe having a little issue with the All-Star. So, John, KX4O, if you're out there and your equipment is working, are you there, and shall we check you in?
Yes, please do so.
Okay, there, we got you down. Anyone else I missed, call signs I messed up, please call now. All right, let's rock and roll. Well, let's pick up our remote station first, just in case. Internet, you know. John, KX4O, go ahead, sir. How you doing?
Oh, okay. So doing pretty well in Maine. and Todd up here, believe it or not. After Andy's presentation Thursday night, I got to thinking a lot about antennas for microwaves, 900 megahertz and above, and I'm trying to sift through the reasoning for big, long Yagi Uda booms versus more compact and more modern patch type approaches. But who knows? There is a great reason for it. I don't know. That's kind of what I've been doing. And that's about it. Thanks for getting me in there. KX Pro.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Yeah, always an interesting topic, antennas. If you come up with anything new and interesting, be sure to let us know. I shuttered a KO4IUM in the net. Doing well tonight. Have not actually had a whole lot of time for actually doing operations on the air. I did a Parks on the Air operation last weekend. Me and Bree actually went out and did that in Prince William Forest Park. And this evening was actually the first opportunity that I had to hook the radio back up here in the home shack and get back on the air other than a couple of brief contacts while I was out driving about. Gave a couple points away for those that were operating in the VHF contest this weekend. So nothing else going on other than that. This is a KO4IUM back to net. All right, very good. Thanks for that. K1HTV, go ahead.
Mike, this is K1HTV. Transmitting FT8 on 6 meters. Am I getting any RFI on the radio?
Minimal. Go ahead.
This is K1HTV. Just finished the contact, so let it stand by for a second. I was continuing on the VHF contest, which extends till 11 p.m. local time. If anybody wants to make contacts, sideband CW. Not too much FM going on, but a lot of FT8. The FT8 frequency of 50.313 and 144.174. Number of locals have been active. I worked up to V3 land, up to New England. Heard it, but called but did not work. A station in Missouri on 2 meters, and I heard a station in Georgia, W4NH, on 2 meters. Could not make a contact. So we're hoping that as the evening goes by, we'll have some a little bit extended DX on 2 meters. In between the contest, I've been looking around for Route 66 stations. I worked 51 band mode stations on the W6 Alpha through W6 Victor. They're very active on a lot of the bands. The lowest band I work so far is 40, and the highest up to 15 meters. So there have been a lot of W6 calls on. They'll be on through the 19th on the Route 66 special event. That's it. Back to you, Mike, K1HTV.
Okay, very good, Rich. Yeah, thanks for those reminders. And I think what I heard was just the fans on your 6-meter amp. I thought it was RFI, but it was not. It was just background noise, so sorry about that. All right, this is KF4TEK for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Services Net, and we're moving on to KO4LUA. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well, Mike. Thank you. KO4LUA. Just happy I'm working some OCs and some JA stations, so that's making me proud. Actually, I'm 30 right now. I'm working a lot of Europeans and actually did some Australia too on that. So anyways, that's about all I'm doing. Just enjoying doing that. That's about it. KO4LUA.
KF4TEK, KX4KU in the net. Good evening, Mike. You sound cheerful tonight. Just wanted to say to Nick, I've spent many nights at Prince William Forest Park, and it's a great time. Even if you're just camping out. That's a long time ago, though. I have been doing multiple things, but operating-wise, I did find out one of my problems. I had a bad CW cable up at my other station, so I swapped that out. I've been mostly working Route 66. I was thinking I was doing pretty good until K1HTV spoke up. And then, I feel really, I only got 22 so far. And that's a mix of digital and CW stations. But it's fun. Bruce put out the challenge to everyone, so I just thought I'd take it up and see how I can do against some of the others. And, part of the competition against the, not against, but with Heritage Hunt. That's about all I have for tonight. I will turn it back over to you, KF4TEK, KX4K, you back to that.
All right, thanks for that, Kevin, and good luck with your Route 66 activities. Let's see if I copied Bob correctly. KV3ARZ, was that you? And if so, how are you doing tonight?
And this is KV3ARZ. Good evening, Mike. Good evening to everyone. That's good to hear lots of people. I still enjoy this repeater, even though I'm not on it often. But Wednesday night for the 4-H Club Young Hams Net, I'm going to try and make sure I remember that. I'd like to give some young kids a chance to chat with a different person on the radio. I think it'd be fun and be enjoyable. So just been relaxing today, just taking it easy, walking the dog here and there, and enjoying the weather until it gets humid again, which is coming also. Hope everybody had a great day, and hope everybody has a great week. With that, this is KD3ARZ, back to the net.
All right, fine business. Well, thanks for joining us. And I believe that the 4-H net is Tuesday evening. Nick, KO4IUM, if you're still there, can you confirm the time and date? This is KO4IUM. Yes, you are correct. Tuesday at 7 p.m. is when we'll be running the net. All right, excellent, Nick. Thank you for that memory refresher. I needed it for sure. And Bob, I hope you can make it Tuesday as well. All right. We're up to John, AK4GG. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, good evening, Mike. K4TK, AK4GG. Yeah, I just got back from OBX, about a 6.5-hour trip back. Very, very slow. A lot of traffic getting north. I guess it's the end of the summer holidays. I think everybody took a car for vacation. I know I booked a couple of cruises, and both of those got canceled. I can't imagine anybody's flying these days, so, yeah, so the roads are pretty busy. But anyway, so I didn't do much down there. I didn't even join the local net. I did last time I was down. It was kind of unimpressive. So I guess Pakia Net's holds its head up high. So, yeah, case for all I responded to his request on the email. I kind of suggested that a huge array of parabolic dishes might be might be good. I don't know. Might be fairly heavy. Might be very suffer from a lot of windage, but certainly, you know, they do have a lot of gain, even at 900 megahertz if you get a large enough one. And, I'm not sure about patch antennas. I guess you could add parasitic elements to it and get some gain out of them, but I haven't seen too much in that line, I must admit. I guess, you know, the way that they're excited in quadrature there doesn't make that easy. Anyway, enough from me. All the best, and back to you, KF4TK, AK4GG.
All right, fine business. Thanks, John. Yeah, I think any more than... Well, I don't know. I've seen two elements on 9. I don't remember. I made two elements on 440 with Patty, and that was interesting. It was not small, but that's a topic for another day. All right, we're up to K4BOX. Garth, how are you doing tonight?
K4TK in the net. This is K4BOX. Doing well, Mike. I hope you're doing well too, and I hope everybody else is on the net. It's been a while since I've checked in, so I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I, in the last couple weeks, have finally installed a frame for my FT891 so that I can take it more comfortably on soda and POTA runs, like throw it in a pack and keep it safe. And I've been very happy with it. It's very sturdy. Moves all the plugs up to the front, so you can just take it out of the pack and hook it up real quick with some BNC connectors. It's made by a company called ArmoLock, and it's a small business run by Seth King, KJ4TFK. So if anybody's interested in a frame to keep their radio safe when they throw it in a pack, I highly recommend it. It's very well constructed. So I just want to throw that out there, and I think that's all I have tonight. So I hope everybody's doing well, and this is K4BOX, back to net.
All right, excellent. Thanks for that recommendation, and hope it works out well for you. Looking forward to hearing some trip reports from your first couple of outings with it. All right, K3FR, it's your turn. How you doing?
Okay, KF4TK, K3FR. Let me move over by the door. Yeah, let the RF out. He's here. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, like Rich, I am participating in the VHF QSO party. Got ourselves over 100 contacts raw. And, goodness, 6 meters to me was very noisy yesterday, and the report did not have an awful lot of performance. As a matter of fact, 2 meters, still 2 meters, my score on 2 is better than my score on 6 so far. Plus, also, there's FT8 activity on 432. They use 432.174, just like the 2 meter frequency. And I've managed to work a couple of stations, K1RZ and Andy up at KGP. So, that's about where we're at right now. Just sitting here having a lot of fun. And I turn it back to you. KF4TKK3R, FR.
All right, sounds good. Well, between the lot of you, I would probably get all those Route 66 folks.
Good evening. Just having a wrap-up party here as I've been out basically camping in my backyard with my radio, playing with the radials, trying to come up with a formula that shapes where my signal is going. It's still not science yet, but I keep aiming for England, but my signal seems to be ending up in Eastern Europe and Southern Europe when I go that way. But going west, it seems to kind of spread out directly to the west. But things I'll keep playing with, and, you know, keeps me busy, and now the streets. KO4LLC, back to that.
All right, nothing beats empirical measurements. Good luck with that, and hope you get your signal where you want it to go. All right, we're up to Brad, N7IVV. How you doing tonight?
Hey, folks, this is N7IVV. Doing well. It's been, you know, it's been kind of a quiet week again for operating, but I'm always kind of watching and listening and picking up whatever I can. Dabbled with the VHF contest last night. Picked up a whole couple dozen contacts, but that's a couple dozen more than I usually have. And I'll probably get on and goof around with it for the next couple hours. So far I've worked one of the Route 66 stations. I knew it was going on, but I didn't think to look up what the calls were. So I worked, W6T or something like that. So I'll definitely be keeping an eye out for them, too, in the next week or so. Hey, listen, this is not a ham radio issue, but some people might be interested in it. I forget the name of the place. It's up in Nopesville, Tank Farm. There's a name for it here, but I don't see what they say. Anyway, they're having an open house. I guess they do this every year. It's the 25th and 6th of this month, so it's only a couple of weeks away. Or next week, 2 weeks. Anyway, get out there and see some tanks and military stuff and see them driving around if anybody's interested in that. So, I guess that's all I've got. And I'm looking forward to the Tuesday evening activity with the 4-H group. So, talk to y'all later. N7IVV.
All right, very good, Brad. Well, thanks for joining. All right, that is the end of the list, and it's only 8:20, so I'm going to give a real quick call for rechecks and new check-ins. So if you haven't joined us and you'd like to, or if you have somebody you want to add, go ahead and call now.
KS1BBY.
KO4MBN, in and out.
All right, very good. We picked up WB7RAV recheck, KS1PPY, and KO4MBN, in and out. So let's pick up our new guy, KS1PPY. How you doing, Sippy?
KF4TDK in the net. Doing pretty good between one.
Okay, very good. Feel you on the work pain, man. Good luck, and see you on the other side. And WB7RAV, go ahead, sir.
This is WB7RAV. I must have missed you when you called me a few minutes ago. Been doing a little bit of work on 40 meters. We're doing some work all state stuff. Got about a dozen contacts, but yesterday and today I managed to get my new antenna built, and it's up in the air on a mast I'll start tuning it on Tuesday because tomorrow's my wife's birthday and we're going out and hit the town. So be checking the new antenna out and starting to work the I-66 contest there in the next week. Nothing else going on here. WB7RAV, back to net.
Okay, that was my fault then, Randy. I apologize. Somehow marked you as worked and when you were not. So that's my screw-up for the evening. I can sleep easy. All right, well, this is KF4TEK for the Farnet. I would like to thank everyone for joining us tonight. Remind you, if you would like further information about tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see our website, w4va.org, or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by one. All right, this is KF4TEK closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thank you all, and have a good evening. 73.
And 7IVV, KO4LUA.
KO4LUA and 7IMBV, good evening.
Hey, good evening. Just was going to compliment you on your early contact of the other on Monday. I thought I was the only one up.
No, I have sort of a goofy schedule. I'm usually up. I'm down for a little bit, kind of late in the evening, and then I'm up again for too much of the time in the morning. But yeah, I saw you on there. I said, I know him, so I better grab him real quick. So it's always fun to work somebody local, especially in the club.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I said, oh, I know him. Yeah, that was a good thing. So thank you. I hope you had a good day.
Yep, it's been a good day here. All right, you have a good night. Talk to you later. I'm 7IVV.
Yeah, take care, 73KO4LUA.
Node KX4O disconnected. Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor connected to W4VA. Kilo Juliet 7 Alpha Papa Victor disconnected. Kilo 8 Juliet Lima Echo connected to W4VA. Kilo 8 Juliet Lima Echo disconnected.
W8VT K3FR.
K1HTV K1HTV around Rich K4GVH. K1HTV K1HTV around Rich K4GVH.
W8VT K3FR.
Station not heard K4GVH. QS5 back to call public.